We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the Radio Network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
To ensure that the quality and moral content of this show is above reproach, I, Sam the American Eagle, am proud to present the singing duet of Wayne and Wanda, besides being tremendous singers and their church people.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Week 4 of the Trump trial. And boy, time flies when you're constantly falling asleep in court, doesn't it? Today was the biggest day yet in the trial of Donald Trump, because today, Stormy Daniels herself took the stand.
The fireworks started before the court was even called to order, right? Because at 7:30 a.m., Trump put up this now-deleted post. I have just recently been told, who is the witness today? This is unprecedented. No time for lawyers to prepare. No judge has ever run a trial in such a biased and partisan way.
Wait a second. No time. Did you just say no time to prepare? It did not occur to you or your lawyers that the Stormy Daniels hush money trial might involve an appearance by Stormy Daniels?
And you could tell from the start that the coverage was going to be delicate.
Right now, in the courtroom, our reporters in there are sending us notes, updates every second that they can. And Mr. Trump's defense attorney, Susan Nichols, is saying, quote, we're informed the second witness today will be Stormy Daniels. We want to renew our objection to her testifying particularly about any details of any sexual acts. That is Mr. Trump's attorney. The prosecutors is also saying, quote, in terms of the sexual act, it will be very basic. I can't believe I have to read this on television. It's not going to involve any descriptions.
Better you than me, Jim.
It's Capper. Not going to involve any descriptions of anything in particular. So
just read it.
Oh, come on, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Acting like you're too good for this, like you've never seen genitalia before, all right? You're very prudish for people whose names sound like porn names. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in State of the Union. Yeah, oh. They're gonna smear Konish all over your Wolf Blitzer, you know? Now, the crux of this case is that Trump allegedly paid Stormy Daniels hush money to cover up their affair just before the 2016 election. And
what we did get was a thorough retelling of their one night of passionate sexing when Trump and Stormy became the celebrity couple Stumpy.
Today, Stormy Daniels told us exactly what all that money was hushing, starting from the very beginning of the night Donald Trump invited her for dinner in his hotel room.
Now, as super fans may recall, Stormy met Trump in 2006 at a celebrity golf tournament when he was 60 and she was 27. Stormy testified that Trump invited her to dinner through his bodyguard, and that once she arrived at his hotel, he emerged wearing silk or satin pajamas.
Ashante, my dear, feast your eyes. Feast your eyes on my slippery torso. Are you ready for sex dinner?
Stormy, of course, took it all in stride, asking him, does Mr. Hefner know you stole his pajamas?
Well, it was an open casket, and they were up for grabs. Like, you know when you grab the tablecloth and the plates stay right there?
Stormy made Trump change into real clothes, but they still didn't make it to dinner. Instead, Trump talked endlessly about himself.
According to Daniels, when she asked Trump about his wife, he admitted that he and Melania sleep in separate beds.
Yes, we're having trouble falling asleep in the same bed because she snores and I bang porn stars.
After speaking with Trump for a while, Daniels told Trump he was rude and didn't know how to have a conversation. Someone should spank you with that magazine, she told him. She says Trump then rolled up the magazine and, quote, gave me a look. So she took it from him, told him to turn around, and swatted him on the butt.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
That poor, poor magazine. Hasn't print media suffered enough? But if that stuff made you uncomfortable, hold on. It gets worse.
Daniels testified that at one point prior to them having sex, Trump told her she reminded him of his daughter, Ivanka, saying they were both smart, blonde, beautiful women who people underestimated.
Hashtag girl dad. Look, I know it's old news to us that Donald Trump wants to smear Konish his daughter, but remember, the court worked hard to find an unbiased jury, which means there's at least one person on there who was in a coma for the last 10 years. And I bet that guy is losing his mind today. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? That's the president and his daughter and a porn star.
Then, when dinner ended, Stormy went to the bathroom in Trump's suite and saw a leather-looking toiletry bag. Nope, we're not supposed to describe Trump's genitalia. When adopt kit, if you could call it. When she came out of the bathroom ready to leave, Stormy found Trump on the bed wearing only his boxers and a T-shirt, a moment she likened to a jump scare. it's all in the new horror movie, Saw, Donald Trump's penis. There we go. We're going. We're rolling now. We're rolling now. Now we're going someplace.
There we go.
Now we're moving.
You know what? Maybe the actually damning part of all of this is how Trump got Stormy to have sex with him. According to Daniels, he suggested that she could be on The Apprentice. Later, he stripped his underwear and told her, quote, this is the only way you're getting out of the trailer park. Yikes. So, Trump isn't just a bad lover who thinks talking about his daughter is an acceptable form of foreplay. He's a creep who dangles career advancement over women to get them to have sex with him. Because, Lord knows, they're not in it for the 2 minutes of thrusting. And personally, I find it disappointing. I mean, who would have thought a man found liable for sexual assault would coerce a woman into sex? I mean, honestly, it's like you can't even trust sex offenders these days.
At the end of her testimony, Trump's legal team moved for a mistrial, arguing that the testimony was overly prejudicial and that the government was asking questions to inflame this jury. And it is dangerous to inflame that jury. Do you know how much gas Donald Trump has released into that courtroom? So overall, it was a tough day for Trump, but at least it was made worse because Eric Trump was there. Which means he finally learned about the birds and the bees.
Objection, Your Honor. No, Your Honor, objection. There is no way that woman had sex with my daddy because she didn't once mention him giving a special kiss to her belly button. Because that's where the baby comes out.
Now, previously on this trial, yesterday, Trump was threatened with jail time if he violated his gag order again, so he immediately made an appearance outside the court, refusing to be gagged.
The gag order.
You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
How about tomorrow?
Spanking, silk pajamas, separate beds. These revelations are so uncomfortably personal that even Drake is like, ooh, sucks to be that guy.
There is no person on planet Earth that believes Donald Trump has been celibate all his life. That is not news. But they want to drag him through the gutter because this is a political smear job.
First of all, a smear job is one of the things Trump paid hush money to cover up. It's not news that Trump isn't celibate. But again, Trump is getting the same backhanded compliment. This trial is ridiculous. I mean, really, does it surprise anyone that Donald Trump is a dirty dog? The man is a sex-crazed maniac. I once saw him hump a flag in broad daylight. Old Glory, more like Old Glory Hole. Every day, the trial somehow gets more humiliating both for Trump and for the political movement that has elevated him. Today, for example, Trump's defense lawyer grilled Stormy on the stand. They tried to paint her as someone who was motivated entirely by money and essentially tried to extort Trump. But in at least one case, that line of questioning backfired badly.
Nicholas asked Daniels if she eventually wanted to publicly announce she had sex with Trump.
Daniels said no, nobody would ever want to say publicly, I wanted to publicly defend myself. So they're saying no one would ever want to publicly say that they had sex with Trump.
So Trump's lawyers asked Stormy Daniels if she planned to publicly announce that she had sex with Trump, and Stormy responded under oath that nobody would ever want to admit they had sex with Trump. Ooh, and Trump just has to sit there. And the best part is, how can he defend himself against that? What's he gonna say? That's not true. Just ask all the other women I secretly paid hush money to.
Necklace really tried to throw Stormy off, suggesting that as a porn star, Stormy had experience with phony stories about sex, to which Stormy responded that the sex in such films is very much real. And if the story of her night with Trump had been made up, I would have written it to be a lot better. Damn. So in addition to hearing about it, the jury got to see her spank him in real time.
By the way, this comes after Stormy's testimony on Tuesday in which she described the dorky silk pajamas he was wearing and the moment she spanked him on the ass with a magazine that had his face on it. And Trump just had to listen. This trial is like some sort of insane Japanese game show where the contestant has to see how long he can sit there in silence while everyone he knows says awful shit about him. The only way this trial could be more painful for Trump is if they introduced a physical element where every time Stormy testifies, he gets shocked by two electrodes attached to his balls, which at least would keep him from falling asleep. Even when Trump's attorneys are trying to discredit Stormy as a witness by using her social media posts as evidence, they end up accidentally embarrassing Trump. Here is a real exchange from court today that anchors on MSNBC had to read out loud.
The defense is trying to use documents to their own favor. They've
including
introduced
tweets, by the way.
A tweet from Stormy Daniels in the past. It's a tweet from her where she actually retweeted someone calling her a human toilet, and then she responded with that retweet saying, exactly, making me the best person to flush the orange turd down. And so this has now been put into evidence. And Necklace asked, that was referring to Trump. Daniels, it doesn't say that, so it's up to your interpretation. Daniels, I'm also not a toilet. She goes on to say, if someone can make fun of me, I can make fun of them. Necklace, what did you mean when you said orange turd? Daniels, oh, I absolutely meant Mr. Trump. Necklace, then why didn't you say that a minute ago?
Because I thought it was obvious. When Trump's lawyer started asking that, I'm surprised Trump didn't jump in and say, oh, me, she was talking about me, everyone knows. You could write orange turd on a piece of mail, and that would be enough for it to get to me. Not only did the words orange turd get officially entered into evidence, but they actually had to have a back and forth in front of the jury to establish who the orange turd in question is. I mean, How did the rest of that exchange go? Counsel, what did you mean when you said orange turd? Daniels, it's up to your interpretation. Counsel, were you talking about Trump? Daniels, duh. Counsel, why didn't you say it before? Daniels, because it was a dumb question. Counsel, how dumb was it? Daniels, it was dumber than the time Marjorie Taylor Greene brought a spoon to the Super Bowl. Congress, boo! Counsel, no, it wasn't. Daniels, yes, it was. Counsel, no, it wasn't. Daniels, turd says what? Trump, what? Daniels, see? Trump, snore. Prosecutor, Your Honor, the defendant is sleeping. Trump, oh, my God, my testicles. Daniels, that's what he said when I spanked him.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
Moment of reckoning and self-reflection. Anyone who calls themselves a Republican should be asking themselves, how do we end up here? The guy they support for president is sitting in a courtroom facing allegations that he defrauded voters by paying hush money to cover up an affair with a porn star. Or to put it another way, this is all happening because an orange turd got a
smear job.
The Stormy Daniels roast of Donald Trump's penis continues for another day. Once again, Trump's lawyers asked for a mistrial today. Once again, the judge said no. Trump fell asleep again today multiple times. Look at this. Trump is now at his eyes closed for several minutes with his chin jutting out. He fell asleep while Stormy Daniels testified about sleeping with him. Team Trump spent much of the day trying to paint Daniels as a sleazy, money-grubbing liar, which, if that is true, you can see why they hit it off. And I tell you, it's quite a day to be a stenographer. These are actual phrases that were used in court today. Human toilet, orange turd, and make America horny again. And print those out and hang them on the Smithsonian wall. Trump's lawyers are still going with this he didn't have sex with her fairy tale. This is a guy who's been sued hundreds of times for not paying plumbers, for stiffing dishwashers, waiters, painters, bartenders, even his own lawyers. We're supposed to believe he handed a $130,000 check to a porn star for no reason.
So in a very disgraceful, this is such a sad day for it. We used to be a country of laws. We used to have that chick with the blindfold and the scales, you know, because they said, you know, if you're a fat woman, you can't come into court. And we used to be a country, we used to weigh our women before court because we were a country with sort of values and decency and strong law. It was called law and order. And now we have a corrupt judge, a fat racist prosecutor, a jury full of people whose home addresses we're currently looking into to talk to them very strongly and peacefully. And all of a sudden they bring in Stormy Daniels, a woman I don't know, never heard of her. You know, she did have, she has big breasts and she's blonde, so it's, I'm not going to say not always not my type, but this one's not my type. And she's going to offer testimony, and they're saying she's going to say things that she said things in the past, nasty things you don't say about a president, that my presidential penis was shaped like a mushroom. And the fake news never reports what she said was mushroom cloud. You know, did you see Barbie this summer with the nuclear weapons and the guy in the hat? You see how big that mushroom cloud is? So it's called mushroom cloud penis. It's a condition that many, many women are very familiar with if they've been with me, not you. So Stormy Daniels is telling lies unless she says something nice about me. I never knew her unless, of course, you think it's cool that I was with a porn star. And it's called total injustice. And we have to fight for our country and our president or we won't have a country. And it's a total joke. And we're going to appeal very strongly to courts and to porn studios and other places and make sure that Stormy Daniels is very canceled. Because the only time we believe in cancel culture is with people who are nasty to me. Other than that, totally against it. It's totally woke. False trial.
For weeks now, Trump's been whining that his trials kept him from doing the important work of campaigning for president. So naturally, yesterday, on his day off from court, he hosted a dinner at Mar-a-Lago for buyers of his NFT trading cards. He had his own Widow Comic-Con. Last time an ex-president did that was when Jimmy Carter had a carnival booth where he'd sign your peanut. Now, to remind you, a while back, a year ago, something like that, who knows anymore, Trump sold NFTs with stirringly stupid images of him doing things like hanging out in space with a fire lion, holding a guitar in a totally normal way, and grilling burgers for a dog that Kristi Noem will later shoot. And this NFT dinner was a special event for supporters who bought at least 47 Trump NFTs at $99 a pop. Now, if you do the math, that means these people spent at least $4,653 on JPEGs of Donald Trump. For that same kind of cash, you could buy a Coolmore KMVMNT snack vending machine with a credit card reader and bill receptor, and you'd still have $54 left over for Doritos and Skittles, which coincidentally were the entrees at Trump's dinner on Wednesday. Some attendees also received physical cards with pieces of the suit and the tie that Trump was wearing when he was arrested in Georgia. The suit, it was actually kind of easy to do because the suit was already in scraps. Because that's just how Trump gets undressed. Oh, God! Just cut me out. Release my flesh from this polyblend prison. Get the jaws of life.
You know, earlier this week, the judge warned Trump that if he violates the gag order again, which would be the 11th violation, he could get jail time. And while in some ways I think Trump would like to go to jail and become the farter martyr, nobody wants to go to jail because it's jail. He'd be held in a standard 9x13 cell, 117 square feet, which Trump describes as 5,000 square feet with a balcony. And New York Mayor Eric Adams said Rikers Island is ready for Trump now if he is imprisoned for contempt, which, what I mean, what does that mean? The ketchup bottles are bolted to the tables? What do they mean by the island is ready? It's like they're preparing to imprison King Kong or something. Trump might actually feel at home in Rikers. Their prison jumpsuits are white with reddish-orange stripes, not unlike his favorite restaurateur. I'll be making toilet McFlurries in no time. The election's now 179 days away, and President Biden told CNN he does not believe Trump will accept the results of that election. which where would he get an idea like that? It's not, and it's not just Biden saying this. The Washington Post ran a big story about the fact that many top Republicans are refusing to commit to accepting the results of the election, which raises the question, why have an election if you're not going to accept the results? What's the point? Imagine playing 9 innings of baseball where the team said, you know what, if you win, we're not accepting the score. Would you even pick up a bat? But instead, the Republicans are openly saying, heads we win, tails we say we want to storm the Capitol again.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, Pat Benatar, and Classics 4. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Jordan Klepper, Stephen Colbert, Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, Ted Cruz, Seth Meyers, Ana Cabrera, Jose Diaz-Balart, Jimmy Kimmel, and J.L. Covey.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.